Hello and welcome. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club weekly net number 349 for the 2nd of September 2024. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, the Super Dimension Fortress. If you are not familiar with SDF, it's a public access Unix system that you can learn more about by directing your web browser to sdf.org. I will pause now for about 10 seconds for priority traffic or to allow stations to disconnect if they do not want to stick around for our net. I am Alpha Bravo 9 Foxtrot Juliet, the net control operator today. My name is Wayne. I'm located in Urbana, Illinois, and my SDF username is JWH. And I think everybody here is a regular. So I'm going to skip ahead. So, topic this week, I'm thinking that all the major ham fests, in Europe and North America and Japan have come and gone. So, and the question is, were there any new introductions of radios that have you excited? Are you lusting after some new radio that was introduced this year? So, that's the topic. Are you looking for a new radio, or have you been... You may not be seriously thinking about buying one, but gosh, that radio looks really good. All right, so I see VK6, VQQ, KD9, NDJ, PY2, BIL, and KQ4, MII. I think it's going to be a short and cozy net here today. So starting out then with VK6, VQQ.
AB9FJ in the group, VK6, VQQ. Well, not too much exciting in the amateur world. I guess there's a few changes with things that are happening, but yeah, we've had quite a weekend here getting rid of garbage and the folks that help us clean out the areas. Golly, I tell you, it's been a busy weekend. Not too much to carry on here, so I'll leave it back to you, Wayne. Great to hear you in, sir. AB9FJ, VK6, BQQ, Australia.
All right, likewise, Reg. Always good to hear you. Next on my list, then, is KD9, NDJ.
AB9FJ, this is KD9, NDJ. I'm Ken. I'm in Ranthoul, Illinois, and my SDF username is KDB. I've been doing a little radio, so I'm... in need of a ham fest. I see the Midwest Superfest coming up September 21-22, Three Sisters Park in Chillicothe. I might go up to that. I don't need anything major. I'm not lusting after radios, but I need some better feed line because I was using my ham sticks out in the yard and I wanted to sit in comfort in a shack here in the basement, and my feed line is just sucking down all my radio energy. I gotta go do a little shopping and also connectors, grounding stuff, whatever I need to make that happen. And you never know, I might find another antenna out there. Anyway, Chillicothe coming right up. KD9NDJ.
Yeah, I have not been up to the Peoria Ham Fest since they moved from the fairgrounds or whatever that place was. So I've never been to this Chillicothe site. Maybe I'll get around to that this year. Anyway, thanks for joining us this week, Ken. Next on my list is PY2BIL.
Hi, everyone. This is Guillermo, PY2BIL, out of São Paulo in Brazil. SDF user, MG Camari. So, yeah, new radios. It's always a dream to buy yet another radio, right? But for the time being, pockets are closed here. I have way too many radios and not enough time to even use the ones that I have. So I still have radios I barely used because of that reason. So, interesting radios to watch there besides the ICOMs, which I always liked, is a new Yaesu for QRP. That's a small multi-band, multi-mode radio that was just announced, I guess, in the major ham fest there and in Japan. So let's see what that brings. It looks really very promising. So that's a little nice radio that eventually I would like to have. So with that, back to you, Wayne. This is PY2BAL.
Okay, thank you, Guillermo. Always good to have you here. I have not really been watching I haven't gone to any major ham fest this year and haven't really been watching the stores, what they're selling, what's been announced. So I did see something on YouTube about a new ICOM rig, but I think they want $1,500 for it, and I'm not really looking for an HF rig right now. So I may look at it again later, but I'm not really itching right now. Next on my list here is KQ4MII, and let me just acknowledge that I see that BK2DY has joined us. You're on my list, Robert, but now it's KQ4MII, Mark.
AB9FJ, and this is KQ4MII. My name is Mark. I'm in Reston, Virginia. My SGF login is M. Cornick. I have a bad history of buying gear that I don't need just because, I want to. And so I'm trying to work on that and really only get something if I need it. And I've decided that I don't need another radio of any kind right now. I finally have my little HF rig, and I have a couple of UV handhelds, so that'll do me for now. But I definitely have to admit the new stuff announced at the Japan radio show looks good. I know ICOM, Yaesu, Kenwood all have some new stuff looking good, and with prices to match. Maybe in the future, if I can justify it, given that I'm getting to a point here where I have a little bit more disposable income. My daughter is about to go on her own insurance, for instance, so I'll be getting a little more in my paycheck. Maybe next year, we'll see. But for now, happy with what I got and trying to convince myself of that every day. So I say it, and I mean it. So back to you, Wayne. This is KQ4MII.
If you say it often enough, you'll start to believe it. Okay. Well, thanks for joining us, Mark. Next is VK2DY.
Yes. Good morning. This is Robert, VK2DY in Northwestern Sydney, where it's just coming on 10:10 a.m. Monday morning, Australian Eastern Standard Time. And in 5 weeks' time, I'll be able to call that daylight time because we'll be springing forward our clocks on the 6th of October. So all's good with that. Anyway, spring has sprung. Warm days now are here, and probably, hopefully, until next year sometime. Got tired of being cold in the winter, so it's nice to be in the spring. As far as radios go, and yesterday was Father's Day here in Australia, so we had a good celebration with my son and my wife and I, so it was good. Anyway, getting on the radios, I am looking really strongly at that Yaesu that came out, or that will be coming out in 2025. There's no price on it. There's not enough information on it for me to judge on it. But it would be nice to have a little portable QRP rig. I almost jumped on the ICOM 705, but didn't. But Yaesu, I just like Yaesu better. Most of the rigs I've had have been Yaesu. So this one's a little bit more tempting than others. I don't need a new radio, we'll see. We'll see where things go in the future. But I'm definitely in the market, sort of. What I'm more in the market for at this point is a better antenna, because I don't have a very good HF antenna at this point outdoors. Got a good portable one, but nothing really fixed stationary. So that's probably what my next purchase will be in reality, is a better antenna. Anyway, thank you so much for taking my check-in. VK2DY, back to now.
Well, thank you for joining us. So, I think I've given everyone a chance to speak. Do we have any new call signs on the dashboard? No, we got six. Right, so, it's kind of early to be wrapping the net, but, you know, it's this time of year, you know, people have things to do. Weather-wise here, actually, we had a break in the weather here this weekend. We had been up in the 90s a lot, and it was rather uncomfortable. But this weekend, we're back down into the 80s, where we really belong, and it's much more comfortable. So, which means we're approaching fall. Labor Day is usually, well, Labor Day weekend is what we're in right now. This is a holiday in Canada and the United States. And it's traditionally observed as sort of the end of summer. Things like a municipal swimming pool, they close after Labor Day. So it sort of marks the end of the season. And we'll start getting ready for, I'm sure that there are stores already advertising Halloween candy and stuff like that, costumes and whatever. And that's not for another 60 days or so. It's insane. So, anyway, I'm rattling along here, hoping that maybe a new station would pop in, and of course, it's not happening. So, it's time for me to say, do we have any rechecks or additional comments? All right, last call before I wrap up the net. Okay, well, you know, everybody here is a regular, so I don't think I need to beat up a dead horse about, you know, you can join the mailing list, or you can volunteer to be a net control, or any all those things. If you think of something later, you can drop a line to the mailing list. So, let's see, where am I? I say this concludes this week's SDF Amateur Radio Club at, let's call it 0015 Zulu. Yep, that's pretty much it. This is Net Control Station AB9FJ, Thanks 73, everybody.